At a public hearing for the city's Visitor Industry Task Force in January, Juneau resident Linda Blefkin listed a few of the items taken from cruise ships to the landfill last year.
Bedding, 200 chairs in September, furniture, slot machines with electronics removed, worn ship line, and much more. Why do they choose to dump here? Why are they allowed to dump this volume when we have such limited space for a landfill?
Blefkin said cruise ships dumped 3 million pounds of trash. And while she wouldn't share where she got her information, data from the city and borough of Juneau back up her figures. More than 3 million pounds of garbage came off of the ships in 2019. City manager Rory Watt says he's disappointed. His first reaction when he heard the numbers?
You've got to be kidding me.
Watt says he reached out to the industry to tell them Juneau was not happy to learn that cruise ships are dumping trash here. But there's not much the city can do beyond that.
The landfill is a private operation. The cruise ships are private operations. We don't regulate waste and garbage and hauling of garbage. So anything that we're able to do will be by negotiation.
Juneau's landfill is operated by a Texas-based company called Waste Management. That company reported to the city that it had taken in more than 3 million pounds of cruise ship garbage last year. That's more than 2018, when 1.8 million pounds of trash from cruise ships ended up in the landfill. Even though cruise ship trash only makes up about 5% of the total amount of garbage that went into the landfill over the last 2 years, it's still waste piling up in an area with a limited lifespan. In November, landfill manager Eric Vance said Waste Management regularly surveys the area to determine how much space is left.
Our model tells us we've got, just over 20 years, and it's been pretty consistent.
So in the next 20 years, Juneau will need an alternative option to dispose of waste. There's not a lot of extra space available to just open up a new landfill site. Juneau could end up shipping it south like several other southeast communities. Mike Tibbles with Cruise Lines International Association of Alaska says the organization became aware of the increase in dumping last year.
Right now, we're researching the issue a little bit more amongst our member lines to see which vessels are offloading and how much. And we definitely have a goal of trying to reduce that amount as much as we can going forward.
Tibbles says the majority of trash produced on cruise ships is offloaded in ports where they start, Seattle, Vancouver, and Victoria. He says his organization is working quickly, but he's not sure whether there will be enough time to completely address the issue before next cruise season begins. Kirby Day works for Princess Cruises and Holland America Line out of Juneau. He says the increase in trash coming off the ships is an unintended consequence of trying to rein in air pollution.
I noticed it in the last couple of years that we were offloading a lot more garbage, both Princess and Holland America ships, and I think the industry in general, because many of the ships lost an incinerator when they went to the scrubber systems for emissions.
Scrubbers allow cruise ships to filter their exhaust. Many companies have added the systems to their ships in the last few years to meet new federal standards. But Day says that cut down the space available on board.
Larger ships and less incinerators means you can incinerate less garbage.
Day says both Princess and Holland America are working to significantly cut down or end local trash removal. In Juneau, I'm Adeline Baxter.